people read and they enjoyed, and then there were other people that got into the television show. It wasn't remaking the Bible, which is also a joke of a book. If you decide to follow that and you decide your life revolves around that, shame on you. You're going to be sorely disappointed. And the most people that I found that have religion in this system are some of the worst people I've ever met in my entire life. So anyway, I'm on a little rant today, but Game of Thrones, so he's talking about how it's like from the Gulliver's Travels, it's like Chaucer, and I'm like, when was the last time you wrote Chaucer, guy? When you read Chaucer when you were like 15 years old in English class, and you had to do it while you were like masturbating in the bathroom to do it before a quiz? It makes no sense to me. Don't tell me that a grown man that's my age that I went to high school with that actually asked for like changes of underwear when he used to come over my house is reading Chaucer on his day off in his 40s. It's not happening. So take your holier-than-thou attitude and go screw. Anyway, my name's Chris Earle. I guess I'm not trying to be a contrarian. I'm just trying to point people in the right direction where there's honesty about what you say and what you believe in, and there's BS. And if you choose to listen to somebody else's BS, shame on you. Shame on you for listening to their lies and their bull. Let's stick in 2007. It's our Prince of the day. I always like to play Prince here, and I've never played Prince on this show. I've never played this Prince song on this show, I should say. Let me clarify myself. That's an important thing too, is clarifying things that are for people who are too stupid to understand what the person meant when they made a little error. They would rather focus on the error. Oh, ha ha, you made a mistake by introducing a song or forgetting this. No, you actually would have understood if you were paying attention and you didn't want to attack me so you could feel better about yourself. Anyway, 6:02 in the evening here in Medford. If you're still at work, leave. And hello again to Joyce the Voice. Thank you to Joyce for coming in here from 3 to 5. On a lighter note, thank you to Joyce the Voice for coming back in here to WMFO. It is very nice to see her again. I didn't really get a chance to talk to her only very briefly here. But she's here every Wednesday night from 3 to 5 p.m. throughout the summer, at least, doing the voicemobile. So back to Prince. I'm going to play Chelsea Rogers. And this is from the Planet Earth album from 2007, and I really think you are going to enjoy it. As a matter of fact, you are going to enjoy it. If you don't want to be part of the party that I'm throwing for you today, you can leave. You can actually exit the channel right now, and I won't feel badly about it in any way. Just know that I am right and you are wrong, and you are going to have a worse time for yourself if you choose to change the channel. Time Travel is here with you until 7 p.m. or until I just walk out in disgust or jump out the window.
A model, used to be a role model. I don't know.
Come on, Chelsea.
I don't know.
Come on.
This for Jersey right here.
Go ahead now.
Chelsea.
Go ahead, Chelsea.
Designer shoe.
No, no.
Cause she's too original from her head down to her feet.
Yeah, you want to. Chelsea don't need no me.
Still got butt like a leather seat. Go ahead, Chelsea.
There you go. That's Prince from Planet Earth, Chelsea Rogers. Go ahead, Chelsea. It's pretty good. I like those horns. I like how she shakes it like a juicy juice. I like that Prince. It's too bad he was a heroin user. Loved his fentanyl. You know what Prince loved the most out of life? No, it wasn't his guitar and it wasn't music. It was fentanyl. He loved his drugs. And that's what happens when you have somebody that just loves drugs. They're going to love drugs more than anything else. So what does that tell you, everybody? Drugs. Okay, so if you're a drug user, there's drugs. And then there's maybe music or people. A couple of friends in there. Dog. Cat. Things like that. People say drugs don't work, but hey, worked for the Beatles, right? They got a career out of it. Didn't work out for Prince, though. I should probably do a PSA about heroin just to tell you how we feel here at WMFO. I don't want to sound like I'm being too rebellious here. We want to know that the drugs are bad. They're bad. So here's something about heroin. Here we go.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dumb.
Yeah, heroin's bad. Anyway, Prince was my hero. Turns out he was a junkie. Such a shame. But I'll still keep playing him. Yeah, I was mad at him because when I saw him last, and I did get to meet Prince, very exciting. Except it would have been more exciting if he wasn't on fentanyl. He was like 3 feet from me. And I'm like, hey, Prince. And he's sitting there bobbing up and down. He was supposed to perform on stage. Long story short, went to a weekend of shows at the Mohegan Sun. Back when I had some cash, you know, spending some money over the weekend, spent a few grand, getting to the after party with one of my, with one of my people at the time. And, sitting there waiting for Prince, and he comes out, and, you know, he's high. You know, he's just like looking through me. You know, he didn't say, hey, Chris Earl, nothing. Just kind of looking through me. He had like his glasses on, like with the third eye and that giant afro that he did. But he was there with the Third Eye Girls, that band and stuff. And like DJ Dougie Fresh was there spinning and stuff. And then it's about 4 a.m. Prince is going to come on, do the after show. It's going to just be like this party from the 80s. Everybody's all excited. And then people are crying. People throwing stuff at the stage. Lights go on. And he doesn't come out. We all ended up getting refunded. But I mean, what a jip. I was so upset with him. I'm still upset with him about that. But yeah, what are you going to do? It's Prince. It's great. You know? I would do the same, you know, if I had a choice to do it all over again, I wouldn't. This next one is more of a command than a question. It's Sixpence, None the Richer. That's who it was originally done by. But in 2007, there was a sequel album, From the Screen to Your Stereo Part 2, done by a wonderful band named Newfound Glory. So this is Kiss Me, Command, not like Kiss Me, question mark, like kiss me. It's like kiss me, you know, like you're not going home until you like put your mouth on my mouth and we make out. Anyway, it's like 2 minutes song long, and then I'll come back and I'll complain about something else. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Out on the moonlit floor, lift your open hand, strike out the banner.
What a lovely song. Absolutely lovely. It's Kiss Me, Newfound Glory here on Time Travel.
1, 2, 3, 4. Can't promise you a lot, but you and me and the road ahead. And I can't save you from yourself. You gotta want it all that's left. In the road ahead, wherever that wind might go, wherever that river rolls, you know I will go with you.
To the wonderful world of sound. Yes, the sound of a common household ant magnified 300,000 times. And now, the sound of a tiny cockroach sneezing magnified 60 million times. See how it frightened the ant? Ow! Got my finger in the drawer there. Even the sound of a tsetse fly picking its nose, magnified only 75,000 times, frightens the ant. And the tiny woodlouse as well. Ow, the chair. Ow, Jesus Christ.
Shut up.
Sorry. Well, now listen to this. The sound of an African anteater rubbing Vic on its chest. Wow. Hey, isn't that exciting? And oh, damn.
Shut up.
Sorry. But can a black ant get hold of Vic Vapor Rub? Well, no! But it can ask a friend to get some! Listen to this. Magnified 92,000 times, the sound of the vicious Afghan panther lizard visiting the chemist! Nature, wonderful! Hey, yeah! And now a herd of zebras visiting the same chemist to ask for something for the weekend. some eye drops being bought in the chemist just down the street by a Bengal tiger!
Christ!
Hey! Frighten the ants and the zebras! They trample the woodlouse! Oh, climb the chair! Ah! Oh, God almighty!
Time travel bringing you back to the 40s right now. It's Pistol Pack and Mama.
Drinking beer in a cabaret and was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right and now I'm on the run. Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol Pack and Mama. Lay that pistol down. She kicked out my windshield. She hit me over the head. She cussed and cried and said I'd lied and wished that I was dead. Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol Pack and Mama. Lay that pistol down. And dancing with a blonde. Until one night she shot out the lights. Bang, that blonde was gone. Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol Pack and Mama. Lay that pistol down. I'll see you every night, babe. I'll woo you every day. I'll be your regular daddy if you put that gun away. Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol Pack and Mama. Lay that pistol down. Drinking beer in a cabaret and was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right and now I'm on the run. Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Pistol Pack and Mama. Lay that pistol down. Now there was old Al Dexter. He always had his fun. But with some lead she shot him dead. His honking days are done. Lay that pistol down, babe. Lay that pistol down. Lay that pistol down.
My God, that's good. It's Pistol Pack and Mama. Al Dexter and his Troopas from 1943. Everybody singing that is long dead. Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. My name is Chris Earle. I got a few more from the 40s. Then I think I can jump to 1996 or wherever I want to go. I'll do whatever I want. Get your own radio show. You want to hear something? You can call in 855-915-WMFO. Doesn't mean I'm going to play it. I'll take your call, maybe, if I'm not busy doing other things. Yeah. Looks nice outside. I haven't been outside for a couple of hours. And before this, I was inside all day. I just, like, drove to the station. I've become kind of a recluse. I stay in all day. And then I'm like, all right, I should go out and do the radio show. So I get in my car, so I'm still kind of inside. So when people say to me, hey, it's a beautiful day today, I'm like, yeah, the 20 seconds I took from my house to my car and then from the car to the radio station, yeah, it was a good day. Sure was. Let's talk about it some more. That sounds good. There's either too young or too old. That's what the next one is. It's about a woman in the 40s, like in the World War II era, and she's talking about guys. And they're like kids or they're like old men. She doesn't get any of them because they've all gone off to the war. Would have paid to be a peacenik back then or just break your ankles so you're 4F. You could have been 4F-ing all the girls. If that's a thing. I don't know. Time Travel's here with you till 7 p.m.
can be. I can't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. For there is no secret lover that the draft board didn't discover. They're either too young or too old. They're either too gray or too grassy green. The pickings are poor and the crop is lean. What's good is in the army. What's left will never harm me. I'm either their first breath of spring, or else I'm their last little fling. I must confess to one romance I'm sure you will allow. He tries to serenade me, but his voice is changing now. I'm finding it easy to stay good as gold. They're either too young or too old. Too young or too old. I'll never, never fail ya when you are in Australia or out in the Aleutians or off among the Russians and flying over Egypt. Your heart will never be gypped. And when you get to India, I'll still be what I've been, dear. I've looked the field over, and lo and behold, they're either too young or too old.
Yeah. Yeah. Must have paid to stay home back in the 40s for the boys, I think. You know what, though? The ones that stayed home, they were probably, like, all mangled or... Never know. They had fruits back then, too. Next thing you know, you're, like, working on the railway or something, doing some kind of Rosie the Riveter stuff, and you have to work with some guy, and he's not too young or too old. He's just right. There's got to be something wrong with him. That's pretty much the story of life, though. You get along with people for so long, and then you're like, eh, that's enough. Or somebody's going to... The problem is if somebody does that before you do. If then that's bad. But you consider a good one where you're just like, well, you know, you don't know what happened. It just kind of ends. It's why tragedy is an important part of life. You have tragedy come in and it just kind of takes a right turn. Like you're sitting there, be playing your records, and then all of a sudden like a jet flies through Curtis Hall here at WMFO. And everybody say, hey, you went out a hero. I'd be like, please, please. Chris wouldn't have wanted that. He wouldn't want to be called a hero just for sitting on his fat ass playing records in a jet. He came to do a freak accident, but I'd call him poor bastard more than a hero. Wouldn't call him a hero. I like speaking of myself in the third person, especially in fantasy worlds where I'm just kind of making up terrible things as I go along. Because what happens is life isn't that bad when those fantasies don't come true. However, I am always on edge all the time. It's just like being at the very end of the rocking chair and then catching yourself before you fall over, as Stephen Wright used to say. See, that's the way you borrow a joke. You actually say the joke and then you credit the person that said the joke. And what I've learned in Boston comedy after being in it for over almost 20 years is people steal your jokes and they perform them, especially if they move away, I notice, and they get specials. And then they open up their shows with, let's say, a Chris Earl joke. and then Chris Earl doesn't get paid for it, and no, it doesn't get any recognition. So something like that happened this week again with another comic in quotes, where I learned that the person had used my material in their act. Something that I did for years, and I know they knew it, and I know they saw me, and maybe you could sit there and you could say, oh, well, maybe they just forgot. That's not how it works. That's not how it works in stand-up. You police your own material, and you police other people's material. But the thing is since I'm not really performing too much around here, people are like, eh, he's not around. I'll use his joke. That's not how it works. I'm going to come down, and I'm going to, like, scream at the guy in the middle of the show. And then people will be like, what's wrong with him? What's wrong with that guy? I'm like the Dark Knight of comedy, I think. I'm the hero that everyone needs. Nobody understands it, but they do. You'll understand it. They'll be reading and writing about me long after I'm gone. Probably on the WMFO app when it finally goes into version 3. There will be something that says DJs. Chris Earl has been on the air since 2007. He was on some other radio programs and then decided to do his own thing because he was much more talented than those other radio programs. And then he became number one on Wednesday nights and from 5 to 7 p.m. here in Medford. And then he played Deep in the Heart of Texas from Alvino Ray on May 22nd, 2019. And then a jet flew into Curtis Hall and took him down. And he died a hero. WMFO Medford.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
The prairie sky is wide and high.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
The sage in bloom is like perfume.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Reminds me of the one I love.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
The coyotes wail along the trail.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
The rabbits rush around the brush.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
The cowboys cry, ki-yippee-yi.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
The dogies bawl and bawl and bawl.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
The sage in bloom is like perfume.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Reminds me of the one I love.
Deep in the heart of Texas. Deep in the heart.
I love Texas, and I love that dog at the end, just kind of like wailing. Just like, where's the beans? Where's the beer? They have beans in Texas, right? You'll love this one. It's called the Strip Polka.
This is the Strip Polka.
I adore this number.
Thank you. let's listen and have some fun to the gay lyrics of Handsome Harry Cruzelbon.
There's a burlesque theater where the gang loves to go to see Queenie, the cutie of the burlesque show. And the thrill of the evening is when out Queenie skips and the band plays the polka while she strips. Take it off, cries a voice from the rear. Take it off, soon it's all you can hear. But she's always a lady, even in pantomime. So she stops, and always just in time. She's as fresh and as wholesome as the flowers in May, and she hopes to retire to the farm someday. But you can't buy a farm until you're up in the chips. So the band plays the polka while she strips.
Take it off, all the customers shout. Down in front, while the band beats it out. But she's always a lady, even in pantomime. So she stops, and always just in time.
She hates corny waltzes and she hates the gavotte. And there's one big advantage if the music's hot. It's a fast-moving exit just in case something rips. So the band plays the polka while she strips.
Drop around, take it in.
It's the best in the West.
Take it off, take it off, take it off.
You can yell like the rest.
Take her out when it's over.
She's a peach when she's dressed.
But she stops and always just in time, time, time.
Queenie, queen of them all. Queenie, someday you fall. Someday church bells will chime.
Clang, clang, it's strip polka time. Church bells will chime in strip polka time.
Take it off, all the customers shout. Down in front, while the band beats it out. But she'll always be a lady, even in pantomime. So she stops. And I was just in time. That's the strip polka from Johnny Mercer here on Time Travel with Chris Earle. I'm here with you until 7 p.m. That's 22 more minutes of me. And then I fly out the window like a big bird flying into the sun. The sun came out today, which is nice. Like I said, I saw it for about 20, 30 seconds before I came indoors again. I think I'm going to go and have myself a giant banana split when I leave, or maybe a taco, perhaps a burger, because nothing says you're loved like food, at least to me. Everybody's like, hey, you should, how you doing? You should go on a diet a little more. Maybe it'll help your knee a little. I'm like, yeah, yeah, you're right. Yep, you're right. But I love food. I love booze. Lost a little bit of weight, but not enough. But who's to say it's enough? Society tells me it's enough. I enjoy food, and I enjoy drink, and I will continue to do both until the day I clink. How's that? How you like that one? I think we should get out of the 40s before the rest of the 20 people listening to the show decide to change the channel. The highest program of the evening here is Chris Earle on your May 21st. What is that? Where am I? What is the buzzing I'm hearing? Is this my first stroke? What is that buzzing I'm hearing? I'm hoping it's just in the studio. I'll have to figure that out. If I don't come back, please dispatch an ambulance to Curtis Hall for Chris Earle. Or you could wait, you know. I think I'd like to, like, maybe experiment with what the afterlife might be. You know how people say they go off for a little bit and then they have the afterlife? Usually, like, when I'm half awake in the morning, like somebody wakes you up, that's when you'll, oh, I had an out-of-body experience. No, you were sleeping, and then you woke up, and then you fell back asleep again. You didn't have an out-of-body experience. You got up, you even walked to the bathroom and took a pee, and then you came back to bed. It wasn't an out-of-body experience, you freak. Because as we all know, there's really nothing after this. But you should have high hopes, because that's the only way to live. That's what I'm told, at least. Well, how about something more fun? ABBA's fun. Let's go to 1979 here on Time Travel. Shake That Booty. Chris Earle, I'm here with you until 7 p.m. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM on your radio dial.
Kind of sinner to release my inner fantasy. heartbreaker. Love taker, don't you mess around with me. You're a heartbreaker.
Yeah. ...1996 here on Time Travel.
People come up. Yeah. We gotta turn the bass up on this one. Check it. Since 1516, minds attacked and overseen. Now call them the ruins of this empty dream. With their borders and boots.
I miss those guys. Rage Against the Machine here on Time Travel from 1996. This next one is also from 1996. It's Lou Reed talking about what he had for lunch.
Thank you.
think this Ken's abortion, it must be something in L.A. But Bickies on King's Highway was the A cream of choice. Hey, if you don't believe me, go ask any other boy. Ah, you scream, I steam, we all want a cream.
Song. It's just Lou like hanging out and having lunch, talking about egg creams. Instead of heroin, which he did a lot of, and that's why he lost his liver. Interestingly enough, set the Twilight reeling from 1996. The cover is yellow, much like how Lou looked at the end. Well, anyway. The show's coming to a close. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle, and I could do a PSA, and or I could say WMFO in Medford. I could tell you another story, but you know what? I don't want to. I talked about Game of Thrones a little bit. Waste of time. Such a disappointment. Still a great show if you watch the first few seasons and just plan for disappointment at the end. It's like life. There's just a whole, you know, there's a couple of highlights and then just a whole series of disappointments and then it's over. So I'm going to play this last one for Bran the Broken, who's the new king of the Six Kingdoms, I think, or whatever. And, you know, his ass sister and just, you know, gets to be a queen because it's 2019. That's the way things work. So you're either, you know, a woman and you get to rule the day, or if you're crippled, that works too. And he's white, so people complain about that too. But anyway, it's up on Cripple Creek. Is that can I play something like that? Is that politically incorrect? Anyway, that's the last song of the show. So, bye, time travelers. See you next week, and unless we all die from boredom. It's up on Cripple Creep, which is by the band. You could have come up with a better name, but whatever. Bye.
She defends me a drunkard's dream if I ever did see one. A good luck had you stung me, so to the racetrack I did go. I bet on one horse to win, Bessie bet on another to show. She sends me if I sprain a leak. She bends me, I don't have to sleep. She defends me a drunkard's dream if I ever did see one. She mends me, I don't have to speak, but she defends me.